it's very interesting talking with those guys. And then they try to come back and talk about with us, you know, where we need the calcium level, you know, to try to get the maximum amount of captured sunlight to get the sugar to the level that will give them the type of flavor that they're looking for. And my opinion is had some influence on that, and guys are trying to capitalize on that. Yeah, my name is Jim Hallbeisen, and this is my opinion. Well, the thing I focus on this week is going to be I toured some of our sales area with a district manager for Growers Mineral Corp, Mike Bolscher. Mike lives north of Dayton, Ohio, right on the Indiana-Ohio border. Mike is a farmer also, row crop and livestock, cow-calf operation. They have a freezer beef business. And Mike's territory is in southwestern Ohio, a southern part, southeastern part of Indiana, and then he works in Kentucky from Land of the Lakes to the eastern part of Kentucky. So where we started was in southwestern or southeastern Indiana, down by Louisville, Kentucky. We have several customers in that area. These are vegetable farmers, grape growers, guys that have been with us for a fair period of time. And we just like to stop in if they got questions or anything we can help them with. We get the one operation, Huber's Winery, they want to talk about different ways to improve their products to try to make them more acceptable. One thing they're looking at now that I find very interesting is they're targeting bourbon drinkers. They've got their wine menu that they've been working on for many years, but they've kind of branched out into whiskey and bourbon, which is part of Kentucky culture. And working with open pollinated corn to make these products. They have a lot of questions about the different varieties. Very interesting. Mike has experience with open pollinated, feeding it to dairy cows, and how the production changes with different types of varieties of open pollinated. And those guys are focused on that to try to get the flavor. Then they marry that with different types of wood, aging of wood. This thing is very, very interesting. And these guys, their experience is just their taste buds and then trying to decide, you know, how they want to focus on. And the thing they talk to us about is they're focusing on population numbers, and half of the population are females, and they have a different sensory perception when they drink something, and so they think that they can target that audience. And it's very interesting talking with those guys, and then they try to come back and talk about with us, you know, where we need the calcium level, you know, to try to get the maximum amount of captured sunlight to get the sugar to the level that will give them the type of flavor that they're looking for. So we go from there to cabbage producer, pepper producer, cucumber producers, and what's happening in their world. And the thing that we noticed this week is the people that are buying these products are being much more difficult to work with. What they want, how it looks, it's a lot more stringent now than it has been last several years, and prices have not reflect that stringency, and the producers they're struggling with that a little bit. Again, with high price commodities like corn and soybeans or wheat, the option for guys and what they raise in the field, they might be shifting over a little bit to more intense crops, vegetable crops, fruit crops, and that gives them a better income structure. But again, you know, the amount of input they got to put to it is more significant. So it's a real cat and mouse game as I see it, and some of the things that they have to deal with. And then again, we see in the Amish community the amount of guys that are going into vegetables, particularly. What some of our producers are talking about is that the housewife is coming to the roadside markets. They're going there specifically and trying to cut out, the larger companies that you deal with in a grocery store. And they felt that the traffic or the amount of people that are going roadside market has increased. And so their ability to work with that has been much better. It's a direct sale, so they got a little bit more income to work with. So the COVID thing, in my opinion, has had some influence on that, and guys are trying to capitalize on that. And I think the American housewife, for lack of a better term, kind of likes buying from the guy that's actually raising it rather than going through corporate America. I think corporate agriculture has got some issues. And these guys are trying to capitalize on that. And then we've got the guys that have livestock, or they're much more diversified. We were on one farm, the gentleman, they have cattle, they raise tobacco, they're raising cabbage. He said, we're grazing sheep now. So diversification is starting to look like something that's coming in to the area. And these are younger farmers. These just aren't necessarily guys that have been at it 25, 30 years. Some young guys that are trying to get going feel that they have to diversify a little bit more. And see, that's one thing that they like to talk to us about is, I got to get this. If I'm going into an enterprise I'm not quite as familiar with, I got to get the quality where I want it. And see, this is something that we try to talk about, trying to get that soil opened up, get the right biological population in there, and then use correct balance in your fertility and try to get that fertility as clean as possible. Because, again, our approach is affecting the biological life in the soil. And some of these younger guys, this is starting to ring true with them. The older guys have known this for a long time, but nobody really talked about it because immunotherapy in the human species has really opened this door, and the science of that has improved quite dramatically. The gene splicing, their ability to identify these different species of microbes and trying to find the correct one has improved very dramatically, because that's part of the immunotherapy approach. And see, that's what we're trying to apply to the soil, trying to get that environment that will create the microbes that will have the best symbiotic relationship with the crops. And see, that's twofold, to try to cut back on your inputs and then keep the health of the plant so that you don't need as many inputs to deal with infection rates. Because that's a big part of the program now. We talk to a lot of guys that are just spraying fungicide or insecticide because they're anticipating they're going to have that infection. And so that becomes a cost factor for them. And if we can get a plant that is healthy enough to overcome these infections, if they're not super large, that's money in the farmer's pocket. So that works very well for guys, and there's more people thinking in that vein. So what we see overall, or what we saw as far as crops are concerned, is people are dry. They've been dry from spring. They've been getting rains, and it just depends. It's the haves and the have-nots. So there's some guys that have had real decent rain. Then there's other guys that are just getting 3-4 tenths at a crack enough to keep things going. And so that the big question now, and see, with the run-up in commodities, here early in the week, here in the middle of July, it's a weather factor. And we've got the problem in Ukraine. Guys realize that too, but we're talking about some real heat going here. The 21st, 22nd, 23rd, that's supposed to start in the Western Belt, and then it's going to expand to the Eastern Belt. And how far that goes, that that's all up to speculation, but I think the western part of the belt, Dakotas, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, they're going to see some real heat. And our guys in Missouri, they're dry, and they're quite concerned about that. Conversation with a good farmer, and he said, you know, Jim, we've had some rain and some cooler temperatures and things that perked up a little bit. But, man, he says they're talking heat indexes of 105 next week. So he's a little concerned about that and how they'll deal with that. So, again, we feel you need to get the calcium on, get the roots down. But if you get those hot heat indexes, even if you can draw subsoil moisture, you know, the pollination process is going to be affected, both corn and beans. So Mother Nature still rules the roost. And so guys try to work with her the best they can and see how the chips fall at that point. This podcast has been brought to you by Growers Mineral. Please visit growersmineral.com.